I've had, but I've had my share of love abuse, manipulated, manipulated,
and its strength misused. But I can't. Glory.
When I think about my stories, and I know
you favored me because my
enemies did try but couldn't triumph over me.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did try, but couldn't triumph over me.
How many, that's your testimony? Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah. Love is patient. Love is patient, caring. Love
is kind.
Love is felt most when it's genuine, but I've had my share of love manipulated and my strength misused. But I can't help but give you glory. I think about
my story,
and I know, because my enemies, oh yes, they did try, but could.
Guess what? They whispered,
conspired.
They told a lie. God favored me.
My character, my integrity, my faith in God.
But he,
God favored, will not fall, will not bend. I won't compromise. God favored, I speak life and prosperity. And I speak health.
God favors.
They whisper, conspire. They told the lies. God favored me. My character, my integrity, my faith in God will not fall, will not bend, won't compromise. God favored me. I speak life and prosperity,
and I speak health. They whispered,
conspired. They told the lies.
God faith, my character, my integrity, my faith in God
will not fall, will not bend. I won't compromise. Prosperity and speak health. Yes, 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 God favors me. Yes, 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 God favors. I say yes, yes to your will, yes to your way, God favors. You got, and I give you a yes. Oh yeah, I thank God for favor. Hallelujah, he favors me. Hallelujah, come on, give God a hand praise if he favors you. Hallelujah, God favors me. Hallelujah,
God favors me. You know, favor, better than riches, better than natural riches. God give you favor. Doesn't matter how kind of money you got. Favor can get you wherever them dollars won't. Huh? Amen. When God favors you. Oh, he favors me. And it ain't fair, so don't be mad. Don't get jealous and don't be mad. When you got God's favor. Guide me, Holy Ghost. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray this morning that you will use me to your glory. That you will get yourself some honor. That you will open our understanding that we might hear your word. And that our feet and our heart will move towards your word in obedience. That you will break up the fallow ground in our lives. That you will do what no other power can do. That you will lift us up where we belong. Open our understanding that we might understand the scripture. It is so. So it is, and so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Come on, point your fingers this way and repeat after me. Say, Lord,
Lord,
can't hear you. Lord,
help me get
everything that I'm supposed to get from the preacher. Amen. That means it is a what?
Personal
message. Just to you. Turn your Bible to Jonah. Chapter 1. Jonah. Ah. You know, the title of our message this morning is, Do You Need a Fish to Help You? Do you need a fish to help you? Some people need a fish to help them. Do you need a fish? You know, one thing about the Lord is he won't make you do anything. I told you, one thing about God is he just don't force people to serve him. He just being whipped by God. No, you ain't. Actually, what's really going on is the Lord sparing you. Because what it is the devil is trying to kill you when you're disobedient. And God is sparing you. The knots you got inside your head. What it is that knot you got, the devil was trying to take you out, but the Lord wouldn't allow him. All he allowed you to get was a knot inside the head. You got a good black eye, didn't you? When you get that good black eye, it ought to make you turn. But some people are so disobedient, they just keep on going. They just don't turn. And they keep on going. And you know what? And they try to hide out in a great congregation. They try to hide out in a crowd. If I hang out with this person, hang out over here, you know what? Then God can't find me. Liar. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. You can stay in the bed. He know where you're at. You can stay there. But the Lord is not beating you to make you serve him. That's a lie. Now, he'll call you. Now, the Bible says gifts and call no without repentance. You do not ever have to repent, but that would still be a gift on your life. I'm talking about a good gift, too. Some folk can sing like a canary. As soon as they finish singing, they hit it right on back to sin. You can have a call on your life. Man, you can hear some people in sin. And they be talking. They say, man, you sound like a preacher. No, I don't. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I used to sound like a preacher. Hanging out with the boys, we be talking. They said, man, you sound like I said, no, I don't. Yes, you do. Now you get mad by that thing. No, I don't. Yes, you do. See, you got a call on your life, and you can sound like that thing will work. But he said, gifts and calling without repentance. That gift's going to work. That calling is going to be there. However, he said, many are called, but few are chosen. Just because God called you don't mean he chose you. But what I'm talking about this morning is, I'm talking about some of the disobedient people. You know, they refuse to get up and pray because of what they've been through, what just happened to them. My woman just left, so I can't pray. My man just walked out on me, so I can't pray. My leg hurt. My back hurt. People done turned themselves against me, so I can't pray. I'm not praying. Man, I just went through a tragic thing. I just lost somebody, so you know what? I'm just going to curl up, and I ain't going to pray. And the biggest reason why we don't pray for folks is anger. We mad at them. We don't like to use the word hate because it's such a big word. But some of us, we hate family members, and we hate folks we know. Done did us a job. We ain't praying for them. We mad. We're so angry. And the Lord keep telling us, get up and pray, get up and pray, get up and pray, get up and pray. Ain't. I'm going to go somewhere else. See, when the Lord speaks to us, he speaks to us one-on-one, minister. See, the way the Lord speaks to you, he may not speak to me that way. But he does speak to you in a way that you can hear him. Hello? And you know it was the Lord. When he slapped Saul off his horse, guess what though? Nobody had to tell Saul that was the Lord talking to him. He said, Jesus appeared unto me. How you know it was Jesus? Wait a minute, you ain't never seen him. Hello? No. Even a child. Gotta speak to them on that level. Sometimes the Lord dealing with children, they mean that, what's going on? Like Eli said to Samuel, wait a minute, now God used to speak to me. Wait a minute. I tell you what, next time he calls you, answer him. Well, I'm telling you, the next time the Lord calls you, answer him. You look here now. You might be getting drunk, and the Lord calls you, answer him. You might be getting high, and the Lord calls you, answer him. Oh, you think I'm foolish enough to believe that people won't get high? Come on now. Did you not know that was one of the devil's number one too? Sorcery, witchcraft. It controls the mind. Oh, come on. That's one of the biggest things that he uses right now today. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. That's why we have such an epidemic. But anyway, just when you about to get high and you hear your name called, answer. Wait a minute, because the police don't know your name. So if anybody say, hey, he ain't call you by name. That's the Lord call you, huh? That ain't the police. He don't know you. That's the Lord calling. Answer him. All right, Lord, here I am. If you're angry, whatever the case is. See, some of us, we hadn't backslid. But what we've done is we've sinned. And when we sin, you know what? We feel like we backslid. Well, you didn't backslide. You sinned. And some of the enemy tricks you into sin. Oh, come on. He knows your weakness. Remember I told you I came into church with a wheelbarrow problem? And they didn't go away, but I kept on rolling them. When I drop one off, the enemy standing out the door. Let's see what you got left. I said, oh, Lord, I can't deal with this. Back to the altar. Come on. What you say you wouldn't do, you did it. Back to the altar. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Listen, this guy that we're talking about this morning, Jonah, he was angry. He was mad. And he wanted God to do whatever he going to do to those people. You know how some of y'all that, let me tell you, some people that did you a real job, you know, told them, the Lord going to get you. When God said, pray for him. Nah, I ain't praying for him. Do it to him. What you say you going to do to him, Lord? Do it. Do it. Cut their legs off my bottom. Well, what about the stuff that you've done? And if the Lord would have cut your legs off before you got saved, Wait a minute. You wouldn't be sitting here. You wouldn't be sitting in your house. If God would have cut your legs out, you'd be messed up. See how we get sometimes when we get so saved, so super saved, you know what? We can't see nobody else. No. I didn't say condone nobody's sin. But you got to pray for them. Because somebody prayed for you. Oh, the songwriter said he didn't wait for me to cry unto him. But he let me hear his voice calling unto me. He was calling me. I wasn't praying, but the Lord let me hear his voice. Anyway, Jonah, chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And he went down to Joppa, and he found the ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Listen, amen. Listen what happens here, y'all. Obviously, this cat is God's man. Obviously, he's God's man. So God comes to him and tells him, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. No. Listen, y'all. The Lord wasn't sending Jonah to cry against the city just so he can destroy it. He was sending him to cry against the city so when they heard what was going to happen, they were going to repent. Huh? Yeah, they were going to repent. See, Jonah had a relationship with God. And he knew that God was a forgiving God, a merciful God. Some of us frustrate the mercy of God. Oh, yeah, we know he's a merciful God. That's what we do it anyway when we come back from mercy. The Bible said men continue in sin that grace may abound. God forbid. See, some people keep doing what they're doing because they think they're going to get grace. Some of us like Samson. Samson said he kept messing around with sin. He kept messing with Delilah. He kept doing the same thing because grace kept showing up. Samson said, I'll shake myself as I done before. Grace gonna come over me, so it doesn't matter. He laid his head on Delilah's lap and closed his eye and toyed with her. She said, Samson, wherein lies thy strength? He play around with her. Because he figured grace was gonna come on him. Then he know he done toyed with her and then wrapped him up and put stuff on him. And then she'd wake him up. He pretending to sleep. She said, arise, Samson. The Philistines be upon you. He said, oh, go up and I'll shake myself as I done before and God will bring me out of it. Samson take the gates off the city and walk out of town with him. But he kept playing with sin. Oh, that's how the devil gets you. Look, let me tell you something. One thing about the devil, he ain't like some of y'all. All y'all ain't the devil. Don't let nobody tell you the devil. You're not. The devil might use you. But I'm gonna tell you about the devil himself. He's consistent. He's patient, he's organized, and he's consistent. He got a 3-point plan: a short range, medium range, and a long range. If I don't get you short, I'll wait. Hello? That's why some people keep getting in trouble. They think they got it all together. I've been saved for 20 years. 21st year, they backslide. The enemy knocked the rug off up on them. The Bible said, take heed lest ye think ye stand. You ain't all that now. Oh, he said, I beheld Satan falling as lightning. He was like lightning. He had some power. But he didn't have more power than the Lord Jesus. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. See, sometimes the Lord uses it, we think we all that. But anyway, Samson is like some of us. See, we start tampering with him. See, the devil's, like I said, he's just all right. He's going to slip out a while. Make Delilah a little bit more sweeter to him. She just kept on talking to him. Come on, Samson, you done teased me, you done toyed with me all these times. You know, some of y'all women got that wine game just like. Come on. Finally, Samson said, all right. My strength is in my hair. She said, I got him now. See, every once in a while, the devil going to trick you. You keep playing with him. You keep playing with him. After a while, he's going to trick you to tell you just how to bound you. And that's what Samson did. He told Delilah how to bound him. And you know what? She said, I got him, boys. Let me put him to sleep first. Everything. Let me tell you something. She let me put him to sleep first. We'll get with that later. I'm saying, y'all know I'm headed. Y'all know I'm headed, grown folks. She let me knock him out first. huh? Put him to sleep so he don't hear that razor going across his head, huh? Yes, sir. She put him to sleep. When she put him to sleep, then she said, Samson, the Philistines be upon thee. Hey! He jumped. Wait a minute. He was bald-headed. Then they put his eyes out. That's what happens when you keep playing with the enemy. See, he's patient. He's consistent. Just stay with it. Just stay with him. He's going to break out of it, man. Let me tell you something. You can't keep playing with the enemy. Hello? You can't. I don't care for the little thing. The Bible says the little foxes that spoils the vine. You can't keep doing that. I don't care what your age is. You're going to get a black eye after a while. Hello? Get your eyes put out your head. Now you're walking around feeling so blue and gloom. God ain't left you, but you got to suffer and go through what you got to go through because you kept putting yourself in that position. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. And from some of the people that got to get rid of friends, God got new friends for you. Huh? If you can't hang out with your family right now, just too bad. I'll get with them late. Just pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. When Uncle Bob really started going through, when his belly really started hurting him, he going to call you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He going to call you. Yeah. See, my dad, he didn't want to get in the church. He done backslid and want to come back. But you know what? When he got really in trouble, my aunt used to laugh. He said, hey, look at him. Hey, come. Now what's going on? He needed prayer. And when he prayed for him and all his situation was better, his money was right again, hey, he was back with the boys. Some of us like that. And some of our family like that. You just keep on, just be there when they come back. But this time, though, make sure that you introduce them to Jesus. Don't talk about church. Because, see, some folks are offended by church. And the only thing they remember in their mind is how the last church was that they went to. Once you come to church, I don't come to no church. Huh? They think about that bad experience they had somewhere else. No. Introduce them to Jesus. And introduce them to Jesus in a manner. Well, guess what, though? They said, I got to have that. Where'd you get that from? Where'd you get that from? It's like all them guys were standing in line for them Jordans, knocking each other in the head. Introduce Jesus like that. The church will be so full, you can't get them out of here. But what it is, we introduce them to a church and to us. And you know, people judge us. They look us up and down. I don't have a problem with the judge. I have a problem with the judgmental. I don't mind you judging me. I have a problem with people being judgmental. Huh? But they look us up and down. They try to see if we got something. And then they start thinking about their bad experience. Then you know what they say? Yeah, I ain't coming to church. Mm-mm. Church is in your heart. You don't need to go to church. Church is here, right here. God knows my heart. It's right here. It's in the heart. They ain't coming. But if you say, listen, like that woman at the well, come meet a man. Look at, did you know that this man told me all I ever did? Oh, they got that curiosizer. I think it one of the sisters, I talked with so many people yesterday that came up to the church, but one of the sisters I think I was talking to about how the homeless guys would lay out on the sidewalk there on Main Street at midnight. I used to be there at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And now they sleeping on cardboard boxes and on the sidewalk at 6th and Main and at 8th and Main. And they don't have nothing. Covered up in their blankets. But you know what? And they grown men. They ain't little baby boys. See, it's not, looking contrary to popular belief, men, that's why you ought to be in prayer. Men, I ain't talking about little boys, I'm talking about men. Contrary to popular belief, you don't see a whole bunch of 16, 17-year-old boys on the street. Hello? You see grown men on the street who know better. That means they running from something. Some Jonas, some disobedient fellas. Huh? Come on, man. Let me tell you something. Do you know if we see a child on the street, we do all we can to get that child off the street? No, these grown folks know what they're doing. But anyway, I see all these grown men laid out on the street. Now, you obviously, just because they homeless don't mean they stupid. Y'all need to stop talking to folks like they stupid. Huh? And like they ignorant. Huh? They don't want what you got. Some of them content to be right there on that cardboard box. And you little sucker, what can I do for you? Let me get my money. Here's a 20. Sucker. And you better not show them the other 20s. He's going to take that too. But anyway, listen here now. So they land out here on these streets on cardboard boxes in front of the shelter. I mean the labor pool or wherever, just on the street. And I'm coming out sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm in love with Jesus. Huh? And he in love with me. And he inside of me and I inside of him. Huh? And every chance I get again, I'm in worship between what I'm doing. And as I'm walking, I ain't looking for them. Huh? I didn't say that, I'm going to witness today. I set out to say I'm going to live for Jesus today. And I'm going to learn all I can learn. See? I wasn't studying that I might preach or teach. I was studying that I might eat and live. Huh? So I'm just studying and eating. I got me some good Jesus going on. Huh? And I walk by and I stop my car and I go, whoa. Look at all them guys laying on the sidewalk. So prompted by the Holy Ghost, I decided to go over and talk to them. But as I started talking to them, I started presenting Jesus in such a manner that he was just so good. And I just kept on talking to them. Then I got ready for the grand finale. I already put the hook in their jaw. Then I said, I had the little booklet with the 24-hour prayer line and the church information on it. We're going to have the adventure, not the booklet, but the information, because we're going to have a 24-hour prayer line with the help of the Holy Ghost. When the Lord sends us the right people, they're going to pray and not run. But anyway, you'll see what I'm saying. Some folks, they won't pray. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Anyway, stay on track, Greg, stay on track. But anyway, watch this here now. So I done shared the gospel with them so much so. Then I pretend like I'm finna walk away without giving them the information to the church. And they don't notice. I said, I tell you what, here's a track. I tell you what, you can have this track. I said, you, you can't have this, too much for you. Come now. Come on, man, give me one. They start begging. I said, nah, I'm not giving you that. Come on, man, give me one. I was going to give him one anyway. But I had presented Christ to them in such a manner. They just had to have it. Give it to me, man. Come on, man. Give me one. They start pushing. Hey, come on, man. Come on. Ready, rising up off the ground. I didn't present a church to them, y'all. I presented Jesus. The Bible says, taste and see. See, if you ain't never tasted the Lord, then you just don't know how good he is. Huh? And folks keep flip-flopping, I promise you they have not had a visitation. When you meet this Jesus, it hurt you to hurt him. It hurts you to hurt him. Oh, God, did I do that? And nobody has to tell you you're wrong. Huh? Nobody has to tell you. You be crying by yourself. What's wrong with you? Man, leave me alone. But anyway, listen here now. So this Jonah, he knew that if he cried against the wickedness, that the Lord probably going to deliver them. So you know what he did? He did like some of us. Verse 3, Jonah got disobedient. He rose up to flee to Tarsus from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa. Wait a minute, he's trying to run from the presence of God, y'all. You know how we do if we get outside the church and cuss? Just check and see if y'all sleep or not. Come on, you know how we do it. Because some folks don't get outside the church and cuss. They cut you right out there in the hallway. Matter of fact, they cuss you out from the back row. What you bleep, bleep? What you bleep? I know he bleep. Then said bleep. And let some folks answer their cell phone during church. Hello. What you did? What? No, the bleep you did. Excuse my bad, Pastor. You have to ask the Lord to wash your mouth. See, watch this in there. That's why when I said I was riding around and just eating the word and wasn't looking to preach to nobody, see what's go inside you, that's what's going to come out you. Huh? If you keep putting that in there, that's what's going to come out. Like I told y'all, look, I like music. Don't let nobody lie to you. I like music, but some of that music y'all better stop listening to. Because when you time to go to war, you're going to be singing them worldly song. Huh? Yes, sir. And you know what? You ain't going to be able to pray. Because you're going to have no worship song down in there. Let's see now. What's that worship song they sung in church? Now, what that is? Wait a minute. What that is? What is? Girl, you know I love you. Oh, no, no. That's it. That's it. That's it. Wait a minute. What's that song? What's that song? What is that song? Oh. No, that's not it. No, wait a minute. That's not it. What's in you gonna start coming at you? Huh? It's coming out. Cause you didn't put nothing in there. That's like going to the bank and you ain't put nothing in there. I'm going to need to get 20 out of my account. What? 20 out of my account. Your account ain't got nothing in it. You ain't getting anything. So don't, look here. Let me tell you something. So the enemy, he attacks you. So you don't put nothing in there. He's hoping you don't put nothing in there because you know what? He know that day going to come when you're going to wish you had something. And the Bible says this here. This is when you're in trouble, y'all. Hello. This is when you're in trouble. You better watch yourself. The Bible said, woe unto you when all men speak well of thee. When everybody patting you on your back, you think you got it going on? Listen, that's a ditch down the street with a little straw covered up waiting on you to step on. That little rug you think you're stepping on, they finna snatch it right off money. You just wait till you, not yet. Pat him on the back. Little flattery, that's all you need. You even in college football, do you not know in college football, you almost never hear like back in the day before they played the big game against the other team, they talk trash about each other. Oh, no, I think they have a fantastic offense. Their defense is all right. Well, that's nothing like. But that's what though. That's the enemy talking about them. Whatever, they playing. They send another thing in their huddle, and they send another thing in training. I used to be a coach. I said, man, let me tell you something. I want them hit so hard, I want their mamas crying on the sideline. Then I said, oh, I said, y'all got a great team. Break them whips down. See, you better be careful. They up here telling everybody how great you are. Out of that same mouth, a blessing comes cursing. You have to be careful. Let me tell you something. I don't take myself and put it right there just because they praising me now. Hit me side of the head later on. But I thought you loved me. That was then. But anyway, listen here, y'all. See, Jonah, he thought he could get out the presence of God. So he found a ship going to Tarshish, and he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go to Tarshish from the presence of God. You can't run to the presence of God. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was likened to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God. Underline that. Then the mariners were afraid, comma, and cried every man unto his God. Not unto the same God, but unto his God. There's a lot of little G's out there we're serving. Huh? They cried out, every man to his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. Let me tell you something. They call unto the little G's and do everything they can, but nothing seemed to change for them. Help me, Holy Ghost. Now watch what happened to God's man. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of his ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. He wanted, look at him, man, yo, hey. That's where you at. Help me, Holy Ghost, that's where you at. Oh, I told you it was a personal message. You sitting here watching all this chaos go around you, and everybody doing everything they can to survive, and you know the living God, and you laying somewhere asleep. You land somewhere asleep. Maybe you're mad. Maybe they did you a job on your job. Huh? Maybe you're mad at your husband. Maybe you're mad at your wife. Maybe you're trying to teach your children a lesson. Whatever the case is, You won't pray to your God. You have a real relationship with the Lord, but you won't pray. You won't come to prayer. Prayer, whatever. You sleep. Huh? Here it is, Saturday morning. You ain't got nothing to do. You just lay there asleep. And you watching all this stuff that's unfolding before you. The ship is rocking. These men are scared. Oh, our youth is in trouble. Our nation is being flipped upside down. They telling us anything go. And you sleep. Folks getting kicked out of their house left and right. They got an epidemic, all types of sickness and disease, and you sleep. You sleep. Jonah goes down in the ship and go to sleep. And these men crying. They doing everything they know to do. And they throwing out everything they got off this ship. And Jonah is asleep. When the Lord shake you to wake you up to pray, you better get up and pray. You better flip that pillow down. Come on. Let me tell you something. You may not even know the person who you praying for. You might just roll past them. The Lord might have showed you that they're going through something happening with them, and he told you to pray about them, pray for them, and you just drove right on past. Look at this idiot here. You know how we talk about folks when we see it? Go on home. I told y'all, it ain't natural for a grown boy to walk around with his butt hanging out. That ain't natural. Come on. But because we won't pray, we won't challenge him. You know what? They continue to do so. And you know what we do? Just talk about it. Look at that idiot. Look at him. Look at him. Wait a minute. Why aren't you on your face? That means obviously the enemy is beginning to wrap his mind up in a little ball of confusion. And here you are, God's man or God's woman. But you mad because how he looked at you. I ain't praying for him. I ain't going to pray. And so you go lay down and go to sleep. Get him, God. Get him. Jonah, all these folks just doing what they can. Watch what happens here now. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, "What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God." He put a big G there, y'all. He said, "Call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not." I know you have a relationship with God. The real God. I need you to get up and pray. We need some mercy. We need mercy. We done did everything we know to do. Call upon your God. Not how you feel. Not your emotions. But your God. Matter of fact, God does not operate how you feel. He operates on his word. He said, "My word I will hasten to perform." He gets in a hurry, running to perform his word. Not your feelings. You can lay there and cry for a whole month and nothing ever happened for you. But when you begin to speak the word, he shows up. He said, "Wait a minute, that's my word." He said, "Wait a minute, that's my word." You can remind him, "Lord, remember thy word." The Israel got in trouble and they started ascending. And God getting ready to wipe them out. He said, wait a minute, Lord. Wait a minute, God. Wait a minute. Remember your word? Remember we told them? Remember what they said? They're going to say, "God ain't going to deliver them." He said, "All right, I'll be delivered." It's the word. It's the word. It isn't about your sin. See, some folk going through some sin in their flesh because of what they did in their flesh. You reap it. You sow in the flesh, you reap in the flesh. But even then, he'll hear you. Hello? He's all I require you is a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Just be sorry for what you did. He said, all I need you to do is turn from your wicked way. Turn! And you'll hear from heaven. That's all you got to do. And he said, if the preposition, if you do confess. Some folks won't confess their sin by themselves in the dark, the wicked of the Lord. Ain't nobody in the room but them big old clouds. They still can't tell. You know how I know? Because when I first started out, before I sold out, I was like that. I said, Lord, remember that thing? Lord, help me with this. Help you with what? Help you with what? Huh? You want God to say, okay, God, I know you can read my mind, so help me with that. Help me with what? What do you want? Jesus said unto one man, will thou be made whole? Do you want to be healed? See, some folks like to be sick. Oh, yeah, they like that pat in the back. They like the attention they get. And they like the handicapped sticker. They park up front. Officer! Look at him, running me down. Officer! 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 Yeah. Now, this car parked in the handicapped spot, and I can't park nowhere. Well, you ran me down, then you should park over there yourself. Huh? We want special privileges. Huh? It starts at early as little kids. Huh? My brother broke his arm. I want my arm broke. Because he was getting all the special treatment. Look like he was getting all the little treats and perks. I was looking at him. Look at him. Look at him. Look at how they're taking care of him. I said, Lord, I sure want me one of them broke arms. Bad. Boy, I want me a broke arm. Bad. One of them white casks. Until one day, I was throwing paper, and I fell off the back of the truck. Ooh-wee. It wasn't broke, but I thought it was. At first, it was a little joy. I said, oh, it broke. I was happy. Then that pain would not go away, and it wasn't broke. Nah. But some folks like that kind of stuff, see? They like that sympathy. Oh, did you not know in the Bible they had professional mourners, too? They would hire them, come mourn with us. Huh? They would pay them. You sit here and cry all night. How much you charge an hour? Some of us out there like that too, ain't we? Professional whiners and mourners. Pay us, we'll cry all day. But anyway, listen here now. They said, listen. Wait a minute. Get up, man. You have a relationship with the Lord. I saw you talk about Jesus. Come on, I saw your Bible. I watch you from a distance. Why you, wait a minute, man, we going through all this and you ain't praying? What's up with that? Why you not praying? Listen, if there was a tragedy in this city, in this country, I promise you, right now, I promise you, the doors will be packed up in here. Because you know what? They be getting you to pray. Can y'all pray? What you here for? Can you pray? Wait a minute, I didn't think you believe in God. Can you pray? Because they said, we know you know the real God. See, some people don't have the courage to walk this walk. Hello? They don't have the courage. And it's their favorite word now. Boy, I tell you what, we always pick up favorite words. This is what they say now. You know, I'm not just as strong as you. That's their favorite word now. I wish I was as strong as you. See, I'm not as strong as you are. Don't we say strong? I'm strong. I'm not as strong as you are. That's the excuse to keep doing what they're doing. I wish I was as strong as you. Oh, come on. I had a director one time. He was acting religious, talking a religious talk to me. We were walking, and he was talking director. I'm talking a big director. And he was talking religious talk to me. See, some folks talk religious, but they really don't really believe this gospel. Huh? They quote a couple of scriptures. So I shared the gospel with him. Let me tell you something. If you don't mean to talk about Jesus, then you are not to talk to me. Because I believe the whole word every bit. I am beyond faith and just belief. I have an expectation. I expect him to show up. If he say he's coming, he's coming. I'll wait. I expect it. If he says he's going to heal me, he's going to heal me. So I'm still sick, but he says he's going to heal me. I expect him. He says he's going to take care of me. Take no thought what I'm going to eat and wear, so I ain't worrying about it. ain't worried about it. Because he said it. So I expect him to. Job said, all the days of my appointed time, all the days, I'm going to wait. If I got to wait, I got to wait. Maybe he just wants me to wait a little longer, so I'll wait. I'll wait. But anyway, he's talking to me, this director, and he's talking this little religious talk. You know how we get in the conversation, say a little things about Jesus, can't put the scripture together, but it sounds good. Twisting the scripture, leaving this out and leaving that out. So I shared it with him. Since you want to talk about Jesus, I shared it with him. But I should have been paying attention to him. Because when I stopped and looked over at him, he had this look on me of perplexed. And he said, man, I wish I had that courage. What he meant was, I wish I had taken time out to learn about Jesus like that. I said, you still do. Let me tell you something. The Bible said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Yeah. He said, I would not have you ignorant. The only reason the enemy keep beating you around because you ignorant. Huh? Didn't you not know that he said, resist the devil and he'll flee? He didn't tell you to do nothing but they resist him. Just tell him no. I ain't talking about just saying no. He ain't going nowhere you say that. No. Don't. I done told you to stop. He going to beat you to death. Huh? You got to tell him, no! No, I'm not doing that no more. So I did it before, I ain't doing it no more. So what you saw me? It was me, and the answer is no! And he had to flee. All you got to do is resist him. He got to go. He got to pack his bags and go. But see, if you don't know the words, you know what? You still trying to do everything you kind of do to do it. Huh? I'm going to tell you something. They can run up on a whole lot of things, but they would not run up on the anointing of God. Not the real anointing. Huh? Their knees knock when they come up on the real anointing. Now, if you ain't got no real anointing, they'll walk up into your face and any kind of thing. You know, you say, you talk their way today, but hold on, I'm going to pray. Hold on, I'll be right back. I got to do something. You go in your closet. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I just ask God, you will strengthen me. I ask for wisdom and not anoint me now. You go back and say, huh? What you say? Where you been? Who with you? Their knees are knocked. Man, when I first found out, I told this story before in church here, but like I said, we're new church, so I got to tell it again. Let me tell you something. When I ran across this guy who said he was Muslim and he didn't believe in my Jesus, everything that I said to him, he can handle that, but he had a problem with Jesus. He trying to impress me with his knowledge. So I'm a new Christian, but I'm sold out. So I walked up into the man's face as he was talking to me over there at 8th and Davis in the little store on the corner, and he was a security officer, and he had a beard, tall fella. And listen, let me see if he's here today. No, he ain't here. Listen, watch this now. As he was talking to me and talking that noise about his God, I started telling him about my God. Well, I'm a baby, see, and I don't know no better. And all I'm just knowing, I'm in love with the Lord. And I've been studying the word, not to share, but to live. And he's talking noise. And then this conversation going on, and I'm not paying attention to him. And I noticed after a while, brother, every time I would walk up on him, I noticed one of them times, he rocked. I said, wait a minute. I said, did I do that? So I talked some more. I said, another thing about this Jesus. Huh? He said, I said, oh, yeah. Oh, I talked with him a while. And I said, and another thing to look, huh? He was like a drunk man. He just kept. And then he started losing his fluids out of his mouth, going down his beard. He ain't recognizing. And I just kept toying with him for a while. I shouldn't have did it, y'all, but it was fun. I said, and another thing, and all you got to do is Jesus. Did you not know that some folk mad at you because not because of what you said to them, because of your anointing? Don't you know that when you get up on people that really have an anointing, sometimes it can frustrate you if you don't have it? Huh? That thing is so frustrating. Huh? Man, I told you, before I sold out, when I was trying to sell out, me and my pals were hanging out. First time he got in my car, my knees were knocking. Clack, 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 clack. And you know, I was a man, a 250 thoroughbred man, so I said, hey! What's going on with him? I didn't say it to him, but I said it to myself. When he got out the car, I said this here. I lied too. I'm a man. What's up with that? What's up with that? And he in my car? Knees knock. Clack, 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 clack. Huh? See, it's a different thing about that anointing. And that's why they hate you. You thought they hate you because of something you said. Mm-mm. It's where you've been. So when you walk into the place with the presence of God, it'll cause somebody to do something. They'll cuss, they'll yell, they'll cry. Something ought to happen. Oh, but some of y'all walk in and they just cuss. Nothing happened. Well, whatever. You been to church, huh? Oh, you been to church again, huh? Well, good for you. I should have went. Well, hey, have a good time. All right. Well, let's go to the movie. It's the anointing of God. The Bible says it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. It does not break them, y'all. It destroys the yoke. It's the anointing. Hmm? And the yoke shall be broken off of their neck because of the anointing. And you cannot get this anointing unless you get into the presence of God. And people who won't pray, won't come to pray, won't take time to pray, does not have an anointing. I don't care what they say. They got wisdom. They got knowledge. Huh? They got wisdom. Mm-hmm. Listen, man, that makes sense. That's what you just said. They got knowledge. It's, man, how you figure that out? But when the real thing come and the anointing, nothing happens. Hmm? Nothing happens. Because they haven't been in the presence of God. Let me tell you something. You don't need to know as much scripture as I do to have an anointing. You just need to have been in the presence of God. Hmm? So when the enemy fights against you, he's fighting against the presence of God. I don't need you to get in God's presence. If you get in God's presence, then I can't walk up on you and do what I want to do. If I get in God, you get in God's presence, then guess what? What'll happen is he's going to show you what I'm finna do to you before I do it to you. And so now I can't do it. That's what's wrong with us. We won't get into the presence of God. We always got something to do. In 2014, this year, what you all do, have your calendar. And start marking down. All right. At this hour, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take me some time to pray. Before I watch, what's that movie? Well, anyway, whatever the show you like to watch on TV. CSI Miami, House of Pain, whatever. Whatever you like to watch. Say I'm going to pray first an hour. Huh? Say I'm going to read my Bible an hour first. Then I'm going to watch. Chances are some of that mess you won't watch because you don't read your Bible. And if you really get in the presence of God, it's going to be hard to get down sometime. Hello? When you really start praying, sometimes it's hard to look and go on breaks. Now, you in your flesh, you can cut it off just like that. But when you get in the presence of God, I'm talking about really there? Whatever. And don't bring your cell phone. Throw it in the car. Lock it up. Cut it off. Turn that hot phone off. People start knocking when you start getting the presence of God. Hey, listen, I just want to ask you a question. Only you got the answer to it. Oh, come on. Hello? They don't want you praying. Because if you get started praying, then what's going to happen is you're starting to take on the whole armor of God. Hello? And I don't need you dressed like that. I need something out. I need your back out. I need your feet unsharded. Take that helmet off. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm asking the question again. Do you need a fish to help you? See, some folks need some help. You need a fish to help you pray. You need a fish to help you remember that you ought to be in the presence of God. What you need? Watch what happens now. I'm watching the clock. Watch what happens now. They said, if so that God would think upon us that we perish not. And they said everyone to his fellows, come, let us cast lots. Let's gamble a little bit. That we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots. See, the people that ain't saved do what they do. And the lots fell upon Jonah. And they said unto him, tell us, we pray thee, For whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people are thou? When you get saved, I'm going to tell you this thing. Hello. You still got like a sore thumb, so you keep going around to the club. I'm just letting you know. They know you ain't supposed to be there. So you keep right on going. Keep right on going. They know you ain't supposed to be there. But watch what I said now. And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which has made the sea and the dry land. He feared God, but he, watch this, but he disobedient. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and they said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Remember how people say they run from God? They run from the presence of God. See what I mean? They think they're running somewhere. Whatever. But watch this now. Then they said unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea may become for us? For the sea wrought and was temperous. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea become unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Let me tell you something. One of the first things that we do when we're caught wrong, we don't want to take responsibility for it. See, John is talking about, take me up and cast me over. He should have jumped. Come on, man. You know you're wrong. You need to jump. What do you mean, cast you jump? You sit up here and everybody finna drown because you won't do what you're supposed to be doing. Ain't nobody cast you? No. Jump. Do the right thing. All we can say, he jumped and the sea was calm. No, he said, cast me over. You know what we do? We like to go everywhere else looking to hear the truth different. Ever learning, never been able to come to the full knowledge of the truth. Women, let me tell you something. Now, Pastor Harris said this today. I just want to get your opinion on it. Now, what you think about it? Now, I heard the preacher say this. Now, what you think? They won't try it out. They won't know what other folks think. They ain't going to do nothing no way. They're just looking for a different way. That's what I figured. You know what? Now that's looking at it a different way. See, what that's what we do. We'll call another pastor, ask him what that pastor said. Wait. Step on and see if it worked. I told you, when I tell you something here, get the book and go look it up. And if you don't like it in the scripture, it's your Bible, tear it out. You ain't got to read it no more. When I start reading, you say, it ain't my Bible, because I tore it out. Nah. But I'm telling you, we're looking for somebody else to tell us we can do it easier besides repenting. We're looking for somebody else to tell us we can make it except without Jesus. We're looking for another way. That's why them the people tell you they don't take all that, because they won't give some up. I got to get that up. Wait a minute, I got to stop that. Wait a minute, I don't think it mean that now. They ain't even read the Bible telling me you what they don't think it mean. I don't think that it. They don't even know what the word say. But they're telling you. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Jonah said, throw me over. No, Jonah should have just got up on the ledge, got up on the bows of the ship, and did a swan dive. Like some of us, we sit in place and everything is going crazy and we just won't pray. Everything is just going crazy and we looking like them, running from place to place. We running, we know we got the power to stop it. Do you not know that you can break the generational curses in your family by praying? That spirit of pride don't have to keep walking through your house. If any man be in Christ, Not some men. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old, old things are passed away. All that other stuff is gone. All in old is passed away. You don't have to live in that poverty. You have to go to that sickness. Thank you, doctor, for telling me what it is, so now I know what to pray for. No, you land in the hospital. He got asthma, I got asthma. I can't breathe, she can't breathe. But you won't pray. Arise, O sleeper! You can break that generational curse. But you're just sitting there. Well, the doctor said it was something to do with my blood. And so it's always going to be there. You know, he said, thank you, doctor. I told you, doctors practice. If they're a good doctor, they done practice a whole lot. That means somebody done got it wrong, the bad end of the stick. Huh? Cut a leg off here, cut a leg off there, lost the eye there, lost a liver. Now he got it right. That means somebody paid the price for him practicing. This thing with Jesus is more exact than science. Hello? Huh? He will turn things around for you. Huh? He'll turn it around for you. But you gotta, not only do you have to have faith and believe, but you have to have an expectation. I expect this thing to happen. Lord, it ain't changed, so I'm back. What you doing here again? I'm back. Huh? I'm back. I'm like the woman who went to see the unjust judge. She cried for help. Help me with my enemies. Now, he feared, neither feared God nor man, but this woman kept coming. She's back again, judge. What? Again? I'm going to stay right here, judge, till you help me. Huh? He said, huh? That judge finally said, let me help her, because she wearied me with her continuous coming. Huh? She didn't start getting on my nerve. He said, she wearied me by her continuous coming. What about you in your prayer? Oh, you prayed 5 minutes. Oh, that's what it was. You prayed last week, so you ain't going to pray about it today. The devil is a lie. You need to be right here. I'm going to pray about it again today, tomorrow, the next day. If you still got it, why you still praying? I'm praying again because it's still going on. I'm going to weary God. You can't weary God. Huh? But then again, you might be asleep. You need a fish. Huh? You need a fish to help you. Somebody need a fish. Come on. What, you going to just sit there and cry with everybody else crying? Get up and start praying. Don't worry about what they say. They ain't God no way. Huh? Keep on praying. Keep on praying. And stop talking to them. Look here now. After he told them to throw him over, nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land. They won't put the ship on land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and tempest against them. Wherefore, they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life. They finna throw him over, y'all. They repenting already. And lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. See, they start repenting ahead of time because they say, you know what? We ain't drowning with him. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea. And the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Was it 3 years for some of us? Was it 3 years for some of us? Was it 30 years for some of us? Was it 3 minutes? How long have we been in the belly of this fish before we said, okay? It took Jonah 3 days and three nights to come to his senses. How long you have to keep going through before you open your mouth and cry out and say, okay, Lord, I'll do it? How long? How long? How long is it going to take? 3 days. Chapter 2, he says, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish belly. Did he start praying? Wait a minute. Why could he have gotten up and started praying before? Wait a minute. Why did he go out and pray in the beginning? He had to get put in that situation. Do you need the Lord to put you in a situation for you to pray? You need stuff to really go bad, then you go praying? Will you just be obedient and pray now so you don't have to go through that? It's one thing to be sick and the Lord heal you. It's another thing to be not sick at all. Why you got to go through that? 3 days, 3 years, 3 months, 30 years, 23 years, 33 years. How long you got to go through that before you open your mouth? How long? Oh, I got you thinking now. It's a personal message. How long? He gets up, y'all, and he prays. He prays out of the fish belly. Verse number 9. Chapter 2, verse 9. Watch what happens. He says, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pray that I got to slow down. I want y'all to hear what he said, y'all, because I almost read that too fast. He said, I will pay that I have vowed salvation to the Lord. He said, I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do, Lord. Hello? Watch this now. Some of y'all finna get a second chance. Watch what happens now. First, chapter 3, verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise and go into Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. He had to go in the belly, y'all. Some of us just got to go through this mess. I believe that if you God's woman, God's man, he do what he want to do with his stuff. I told you to go preach. I told you to go do this. You don't need to find him to try to convince him what the Lord told you. He told you. Hello? He told you. He didn't tell him. He told you. This thing is personal. And you go through a personal thing being disobedient. Hi, Master. Lord, I'm just so tired of going through this thing. He said, okay, well, if you do this and do that, then you won't have to. You take a step forward, then you take 2 steps back. This thing is so personal. Daddy, can I go outside and play? Yeah, clean your room. 2 hours later, the kid's still kicking and screaming and crying. Well, you know, 2 or 3 hours for a kid is a lifetime. The sun is going down. Can I go out and play? Yes, clean your room. 6 o'clock, they go clean the room. Step outside and it's dark. You don't have to be dark for you. Clean your room now so you can go out. He said, if you be willing and obedient, he said, you should eat the good of the land. Just be willing and obedient. That's all it takes. That's all. Nothing more. Nobody got no monopoly on you. This government and nobody else is doing anything to you that God can't stop. I told you, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. There's no devil in hell greater than our God. Huh? He's saying, when you call, I will answer. What you call me? Oh, I just call you to praise you. Come on, everybody stand. Yeah, I thought this would be a good place to get off this road. Could have kept going on down the road there. But I think you got the point. This thing is so personal. You didn't need to look to the left nor to the right. If you're here, you didn't come accidentally. And if you got ears, you heard what the Lord said to you. You don't have to ask your husband. You don't have to ask your wife. He told you, do what I told you to do. That thing going to work in your favor. At first, it's going to look a little hard. Because one thing about people is, they don't want you to succeed if they're not succeeding. I think when I came to Florida, see, I'm a Georgia boy. I didn't hear that till I came to Florida. So they like crabs in a pot. See, I'm Georgia boy. You might have said something else, I might have said, okay. But some folks like crabs in a pot. As soon as this crab grabbed the top of the pot, getting out, they say, where you going? Snatching by the leg. You going to ball with me. This Saturday, you be cracked open when I get cracked open. Some folks like that. You don't want you to have a new house if they ain't got one. Wait a minute. No, sir. Wait a minute, you got a raise and I didn't? Where that come from rejoicing with them that do rejoice? That's right. What about that? Just be obedient. Gus, I'm going to take care of you. Tell the Lord you don't need that fish. I'm going to do it. You know, this prophet called me about 2-3 years ago. Hadn't talked to him in a long time. Called me out the blue from somewhere upstate. I only know if I knew he had my phone number. How'd that work? Mind my own business. And he said this to me. Harris, that was the Lord. He told you to leave to go start that church. That was the Lord. He says, you're doing it the right way. God favors you. He went on and on and on. Then he said this to me. He says, do you not know the Lord? He said, the Lord has showed me. If you would have been disobedient, you were going to be sick a long time. Now, when I hear people start talking to me that does the Lord, I just listen. I don't say amen or nothing. I just listen. But I never told him to this day. As I was sitting up in the back and when the Lord told me to get thee down from thy kindreds, and I started thinking, I said to myself, at least I thought I was saying it, what if I get sick and I never step out and do what God called me to do? Wow. What if that happened to me? Well, he calls me back after we done started the church about a year or so and says that the Lord showed him that if I didn't be obedient and started, I was going to be sick for a long time. Here I am. I ain't sick. Feel like a 20-year-old. Listen, Just be obedient. If God told you to do it, he got friends. He got finances. He's got everything you need. It's more than two people in this sanctuary. Wait till I put the pictures up of how this building really looked for you folks the first time I've been here. Matter of fact, before I put the picture, all you got to do is ask Henley. That doggone Henley said, okay, Pastor. And the Lord told you, he said, all right, I'm going to be obedient. I'm coming. But then he said one day, he said, you know what, Pastor? He said, I'm be honest with you. I didn't see it. You're not going to see the whole vision in the beginning. Huh? Sometimes all you do is hear the voice and say, okay, here I come. When God tell you to go, go. As you go, it'll start unfolding. Huh? He said, we know if we fall on to know. I'm trying to give somebody that's sitting in this audience courage to take a step. Not in things, y'all. Not in things. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. You're going to get them things. I'm not trying to teach you how to get a car, house, or none of that stuff. You can go down the street to somebody else. They'll show you how to do that. I'm trying to get you to go after Jesus, because I know if you go after Jesus, that's going to come with it. It's like a shoe. The sock, I mean, not a sock, but the shoe. The tongue, the strings, and the whatever, the sole, the heel coming with the shoe. I'm not teaching you to do that. Just go after Jesus. That stuff going to come. I'm telling you to be strong, have courage, and step out. Come on, reach out and grab somebody by the hand. Amen. Oh, come on, brother. I tell you what, since they already start coming, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, won't you come? If you're a backslider, won't you come? Won't you come? Come on now. If you're afraid, I challenge you today. Step out. Like Peter, all he saw was water. But he heard the Lord say, come. I'm telling you to come. Come on. But I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know. Come. I want to do something else while I'm doing this. This is what else I want to do. I know. It's Communion Sunday. And I know, you know, Pastor, we don't want to be in church too long. I understand. Stand right there, brother. Stand right there, sister. Stand right there. Now, before I do this other thing, I'm going to give you an opportunity again. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I did not have this plan. I promise you I didn't. I'm asking you to come. If you're a backslider, I'm asking you to come. I did not have this plan. I promise you I did not have this plan. I have no heaven or hell to put you in. This is no tricks. No games, no gadgets, just the gospel. Ain't no magic shows. Nobody beating the drums to make you come. If you say, hey, listen, I blew it, come. I turned back, come. I got this little car in my office, a little police car with the door open, and nobody in it. It said moments after the rapture. Wait a minute, nobody in the car, but the car's still here.